Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and we are coming to you on a beautiful Saturday, loving life and loving all that is of source and of good energy. Rob, are you with me?
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here.
Woohoo! It's Rob Anderson coming to you from up north where it's cold and chilly.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting live from region 6633 in the North Pole today.
Exactly. Yes, you are. That's awesome. That is awesome. How was your day? How's your day going so far?
My day has been amazing. I try to have every day being amazing. Can I tell you about Monday instead? Because Monday was pretty
Please.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome. Tell me.
So Monday, I got to go flying with a friend, which was impromptu.
Nice.
Didn't know it was going to be happening. And actually, the day before on Sunday, it was like minus 32 here degrees Celsius. So I don't know. That's like, I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit for all our American friends, but it's cold. Minus 32 yeah. Celsius is cold.
That's
and
cold.
So one of my buddies mentioned that he was thinking of going for a flight, and I don't know if he was joking or this and that, but my phone was acting up. So I was kind of like discouraged. I was like, oh, I missed it. They go and WhatsApp wasn't working. But anyways, it was the next morning. He's like, hey, do you want to go for a flight today? And it was so awesome. And I was like, yes, I do. I will not say no to that. It sounds
right.
Like, and it was a little bit cloudy and windy, and there was some possibility of flurries, but it ended up being super clear and like a beautiful, it turned out to be a beautiful, sunny, wonderful day, wonderful winter day. It wasn't minus 32, which thank God. Thanks source. But
right.
I got to fly all the way home and did my first pattern and circuit. I didn't actually land because he was a little bit nervous about doing that because he's not an instructor, but I
right.
did the whole flight home and the whole pattern entry and got us right down
to
final approach.
Your so final
awesome.
Leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's
that was awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That makes me want to get back in there and just start working on flying again. That would be
I know.
Amazing.
There's nothing like it. It's so cool.
That's amazing. Well, that
how
makes
about
me
yourself?
Happy. It's been a good week. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good week. I've been really busy. I've just got a lot going on, but it's good stuff. And, I'm pretty excited. I've been trying to not listen to a lot of the news talk on people when I'm around people. I'm just trying to kind of zone out, but I am, as my mother would say, I'm tickled that, disclosures finally coming out and some of the Epstein stuff is actually coming out. I didn't know for sure how or when, but we were told that it would. And so it's starting to come out and I'm interested to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like how do you stay off those timelines? It's tough information. So people who,
it is.
You know, there's people, I saw some of that stuff years ago, and I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but it's the kind of stuff that'll keep you up at night, you know? And so just be like, I don't know, like I'm opposed to sharing it with people.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have, mm-hmm. like, I know that there's a Creation Lightship clearings that can help with
yep.
media clearings, but people
yep.
are going to probably going to need some clearing, some space, some time to process.
Yeah.
And even
yeah.
so, it's like, you know, like you see it in your or whatever, and you can't, it's almost unfathomable, you know?
Yes.
And I think that a big part of it too, though, is also that like the dark wants you looking at that stuff because it creates
yep.
mind energy. It creates the patch.
Yep.
You're not proactively creating. So it's like
yep.
a catch-22. It's like, do you really want to do you really want to read 3 million pages of Epstein documents? That's just taking
no.
in a whole lot of trauma
no.
and drama, you know?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I would, thanks T, we'll do that. I would highly recommend just doing, as we would say in flying, a 30,000 foot flyover, get the gist of what's going on, and then don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't,
yeah.
don't do it. There's, it's very, very, very grieving to your source, to your spirit. And it's 30,000 foot flyover will do just fine. Yeah. And just, Yeah, but it needs to come out. It needs to come out so people will truly realize what's going on. Like you and I were talking earlier about talking to a lady, and you could tell the story. You were talking to a lady, and she said something about something was going on, and you made a reference to, well, it was the aliens, and you could, you know, and she responded, "I know," you know, that kind of thing. And so, that's the kind of conversations that we as beings of light that are anchored here, we're here for this reason. We're here for this time. And so we've got all the tools we need. We've got all the knowledge we need to be able to help these people because we've had years to kind of work through and uncover and gain our knowledge. But there are a lot of people that are they're deer in the headlights. And yeah, I was looking at something that came across, and you know, about the emergency broadcast system, and people, you know, are still talking about, you know.
And that's what I was mentioning about speaking with people and understanding where people are at from their levels of consciousness. And often that takes time getting to know people. So one of the regular ladies that works at the grocery store, you know, we always have small talk and you know, shoot the shit when I'm checking out or whatever. So it was a couple times ago I saw her and she was complaining about something about, you know, customers and this and that. Because I asked her what was the best part about her day. Instead of just saying, "Hey, how are you?" I said, "What's the best part about your day?" And
That's good.
she said something like, you know, not dealing with those customers or I'm off and I don't have to deal with those customers. And then I said, "Yeah, you know, it's probably the aliens or something like that." And she starts laughing. She's like, "Oh my God, totally." She's like, I totally believe that." And I was like, "Yeah, I think they just drop aliens into our reality to trigger us and cause us to go, you know, cause to see things that trigger us or get us in a, you know, infuriated state." And she's like, "I totally believe that." And so, but that's not something you necessarily say on the first time you meet somebody and being like, "You know, we're controlled by aliens off planet or ones that are unseen," you know, then you just lose people. But if, you know, I've known this lady for like 3, 4 years and we kind of talk and you feel it out, but then you drop it as a joke. But then, well, that's the gateway into like next
It
time feeling
is.
like,
It
you know,
is.
maybe explaining something or whatever it is, you know?
I've had that happen too in conversations to where you're talking to someone and you can just kind of, you just sense it. You just sense it in your spirit. You're like, And so you'll throw out a little trial balloon like, well, you know what? You know, when the aliens land or whatever, and then they go off and say, they already have. And you're like, okay, we're good. You know, we can talk
They
about
already
that.
have, and they created the body you're living in, so.
They're reptile. So anyway,
Some of them, but not all
some,
those, not all of them are
not all of
bad,
them.
and
That's
not all of
right.
them are bad, right?
That's very true. That's true. Well, technically, we're aliens. We want to get into it, so.
You know what the funny thing is that I realized that as a very young kid, like I remember in high school. In grade 7, I did my essay on, or sorry, my speech on UFOs. I always had a fascination. You know, that's an interesting thing that I don't think we ever really talked about, but, you know, on other episodes, and I can't remember if we ever brought it up, but when I was growing up, my favorite show was The X-Files.
Oh,
And
wow.
that was, I don't know if that was a good or bad thing, because, but they taught the truth was out there. The truth was out there. That was their tagline. It was like on every show. It was like, you know, how, and so, well, man, that had us all looking outside of ourselves. You know, the truth is out there. The truth is out there. You know, and so, like, you know, you mentioned disclosure and things like that. Well, is it? I always wonder if it's disclosure or revelation of the method, because there, it's
Oh,
like
that's
kind of,
good.
yeah, right. And so, but it kept us looking. So, you know, the truth is out there. The truth is out there. It keeps us looking outside. What about the aliens? Are they coming to save us? It's no different than like, is Jesus coming back to save us and all this stuff? No, because the work is to go within. You
I
know?
agree. I agree. I've been looking at some of the posts on For the People.space have been really good, and as much as I enjoyed Genesis, my first knee-jerk reaction was for the people.space as a website for those that are new to the show. And they do a lot of great postings that are very informative. And one of them was named Genesis. And My first reaction was kind of a knee-jerk reaction. It's like, that's astrology. You know? That was my first reaction. And I actually had somebody that's a friend of mine that's in a different country ask me another question, like, yeah, it's posted, it's back up, but it's about astrology. What's your take on that? And I had to kind of go back to what was my first reaction to it. And I guess we need to kind of get into that. Astrology can be used and has been used by alien forces, aliens to control, and even through like our natal charts, going way back to our natal charts and going back into, birth certificates being bonds and being, sold, and maritime, outside of maritime law and with maritime law and for those that have not, oh man, this is going to get deep. I'm just going to go back into astrology. So astrology can be manipulated to control us. I'll put it that way. Let's just leave it at that. And so in that, I think what I did, because my first reaction was like, rawr. And then I thought, I'm going to go ahead and read it because I trust the site. And I kept reading, and it really, to me, and this is personally, I'm kind of interested to get your take on this. For me, when I read it, it wasn't a personal astrology reading for me. It was how the different planets had been, the different gods that had been named by the Mesopotamian priests, right? They were how they really have life form and interacted, like, let's say, Neptune with Pisces. Neptune had been asleep for a while because he was in his phase where he was like, I am with Pisces. I'm here. I'm loving life. And so I didn't really know how to answer my friend because I was like, it didn't really rattle me. It wasn't like it was a personal reading and this is going to happen to you because you are in the, seventh house of the whatever. What was your take? What was your first reaction to seeing astrology there or reference to some astrology?
Well, I think in a way, like at first I was, maybe the same as you, but in a way it's good to know what you're up against, or it's good to know the way the direction was heading. And in a all possibilities, all timelines are real, everything's created. So, that's whatever they have planned is going to keep on going if you don't ascend. So, people are going to use it regardless, and it's going to exist on some sort of consciousness level, or universe, dark side universe. It's going to continue on. So, everybody's going where their mind takes them, or their heart, right? So it's going to exist. It does exist. It's
It does
existing.
exist. It is.
So whether you're tuned into it or not, whether you use it to an advantage or disadvantage, or disregard it altogether, or you don't want to be hooked up to it. And I think that's what the choice of ascension is that, I'm done with all that.
Yeah, that's really
So,
good.
but if you maybe you're not, maybe you're a spirit that wants to stick around, and who knows? I don't, like, literally all possibilities, and it's really up to us. We make the decisions. We based on what we put our attention on, and we don't. I think I mentioned on the last show that part I really did like was the fact that we're coming up to the end of a 7-year bad cycle, and so my seven, I'm done. I'm tapping out. So if there is something that I liked
Ding.
about and it resonated with, is that okay? So yes, like there's a time of prosperity coming for, and it made me feel not as I mentioned, it made me feel, oh okay, well like that. Maybe it wasn't unique to just me. There's other forces being at play, and that, so it kind of made me feel like, well, maybe some of the things that transcend and didn't work out, and timelines that got collapsed weren't for my highest good, or weren't, or whatever, whatever term you want to use, but they weren't beneficial for me anymore. And so even though my life was falling apart and I was letting it was very powerful, but it's nice to know that maybe there was other forces at play and not just my own inability to manage my life. You know, like it felt like, wow, like where am I going wrong? It feels like everything's falling apart. And that's the problem with, you know, it's like I made my castles out of wet sand and then, you know, the sun came up and dried them out and they crumbled between my fingers, I guess, you know. So that's why foundational healing for me is I'm building my castle on a solid rock now.
And I will also say, you know, you have had some things that you've shared, but I also want to say that I have struggled financially my entire life as well, in different ways, but no matter how hard I worked or how high I climbed the corporate ladder or how much I gave and loved others, my immediate needs were met, you know, always, sometimes through others, but my immediate needs were met, and so Source was there to provide. And but it was like beating your head against a wall. It was like, I've done everything I know to do to make life easier, and it didn't work. And so that one really helped me as well look at it like, oh, I wasn't really enlightened back then whenever I was in the trenches trying to figure all of this out. So it didn't really make sense that it's like, no matter what you do, they're here to hold you down because you're light. You're light. Why are they going to let you shine and help people? And so that one really helped me as well. That part helped it. Yeah. So it was good.
And that's interesting, and I'm glad you said it. And you know, the way you said it about sometimes things coming through other people, and that's on the new earth, there's no money anyways. It's
Right?
everything's a
Puka
choice by
shells.
you.
Yeah,
Yeah. So,
exactly. Yeah.
and so that, and it's really being able to be like, how worthy are you of accepting something that can come to you? Because people who don't feel worthy enough, they'll say no. Or like, there's the difference between somebody giving you something with strings attached and somebody doing something because they want you there. I've had friends and family, you know, pay for trips for me to go places or things like that, not because of like that I owe them or I, you know, hit me back when you can afford to, or I'm going to loan you the money to come. It's like, no, I got this. And that's awesome. And but you have to be able to say yes to it as well, though, right? It, you know.
That's part of something that I used to lean on whenever I was following the Christian faith. It would talk about you know, being a giver and that you sow and whatever you sow, you reap. Well, I'm a huge giver. And so back in the Christian faith, it would be like givers usually have a hard time receiving because they're such a giver. They give to others, they help others, be it with their, you know, tools or their resources or their talent or their finances, that when somebody wants to give to them, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable because you're usually in the give mode, not in the receive mode. And so I've had to really do a lot of reprogramming on that, you know, I do have a giving heart and I do have a heart that wants to serve others, and people see that, and people want to support. And for that, I am so grateful and so humbled. It like the people that sponsor the show, the people that are my listeners that subscribe to the show to help keep it on the air. It's so humbling. As you know, whenever you're on YouTube, it's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for believing in the message that we're getting out there. And thank you so much. When I made that trek across country, people I didn't know that I still haven't met in person, people reaching out to me and offering to pay for my hotels every night as I travel across country. And another couple reached out to me from California. If you're coming this way, you're welcome to stay here, you know, on our land. It was pure Source love. And so, like you said, you know, you have to be able to say thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and things just show up, and you know, a part of that is ego, because like the most successful I've been financially in my life, I like work-wise I was super successful, but like my personal life was a mess. Like I was partying and drinking several times a week, and just, you know,
Right.
but I was making awesome money, you know, like, and
Right.
things like that. But that's the thing, is that I was the kind of guy, like, I'd go and, you know, buy a bunch of people drinks, and it's like, but then I was pouring from an empty cup at a certain point, because you're
Yeah.
just giving away everything, and you're doing it from ego. Like, you know, that's not money well spent. You know,
No,
going drinking with
right.
people and buying a bar shots, like, there's no, it's it to me, it's like, it's foolish now I look back on it, but I'm not beating up my former self,
No,
but
no.
you have to get over that mental block of, like, I'm supposed to be the one giving. I you know like I shouldn't have to, you know, like, you shouldn't have to pay for me. I should be able to pay for you. Like, it's almost like this ego thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
No, I totally
even
get
when we
it.
went flying, it was really cool, because I always asked the guy, because, as you know, airplane gas is not cheap.
Fuel. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the big part of it. Yep.
And but he's like, nah, don't worry about it. He's like, you know, sometimes he'll let me buy him lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And things like that. But even
That's
so, we
cool.
flew, I don't know, it was only, I think, it was about a 45-minute flight or
It
whatever. It
goes
wasn't
so
that far.
fast. Yeah.
Yeah. But we went just somewhere to have coffee. Like, we were going to have, maybe, it's called Jimmy's Grill. And so I called the guy, and it's closing at 2. And he's like, calls back. He's like, this is Jimmy. He's like, Rob, you called? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, we're flying in. Are you open? He's like, yeah, till 2. He's like, but try to get here beforehand. And I was like, well, we're just coming for coffee this time, so you don't need to keep the grill open. He's like, okay, cool. And then he's like, I'll be here.
Nice,
But when we got
nice.
there, he had left. He was still there, but he was kind of on his way out. But he left the coffee pot and 2 cups and all the stuff out, and just, so he wasn't
Oh.
even gonna charge us. He's like, I just left it out for you guys, so you guys could have it. And, you know, it's on the house
Oh.
and stuff. And so we're like, we gave him some tip money in the tip jar. But he's like, no. He's like, it's on the house. And so, like, that kind of stuff, right?
Oh,
So,
that's so cool. Yeah.
yeah, and things like that, you know. And it just, but you have to be willing to, like, accept it. And that's
Yes,
the thing, is
yes.
if we're clutching onto the past of this identity, or this ego-based, I'm the giver, if we're clutching onto that, our hands aren't open to
Yep.
receive in the present moment.
Exactly. I think the best way it was described to me one time is that I am a pipeline. That just be the pipeline. Just whatever comes through you will flow through you. Don't hold on to it. Just push it on out, you know, push it on through. And even our friend Q and Mermaid, they were talking about that the way to receive more is to keep giving it away. Just keep giving it away. Not irresponsibly. Like if you've got bills and you've got a family and you need to take care of your family, then obviously, you know, you don't want to lose your house and your car and all of that, unless you're being led, because then maybe more is going to come in, you know. But yeah, I don't even know how to describe the feeling. The more that I give of myself, my time, my talent, the show. You know, I went from every other week to every week, and I'm thinking I'm having a hard time making ends meet on every other week, let alone every week. And now the salary that I had is, I don't even know, maybe exponentially more than what I have now. And I'm in a higher, more expensive area. And so, not that I'm living in like a big fluffy house or anything, it's just more expensive where I'm at now. And so that was a faith statement or a faith step for me, but it was one I know I was supposed to take. And so there's a difference. And it's so cute. Sherman's sitting here. He's wanting to get in my lap. It's so cute. He wants to get on the microphone, I guess. Come on, jump on.
Sherman, come on, say
Come on.
something.
I know. Come on, Sherman, jump. He's looking at me like, nope, stage fright, stage fright. But anyway, yeah. But those times, ow, he did jump up with his claws and all. Woo, buddy, hi. But anyway, those times whenever aviation people are cool, and to be able to, you know, call you back and say, hey, you know, can you come a little early? It sounds like he has something to do, and you know, shut down the grill. He's like, perfect. And then since you did a good for him, he's like, I'm going to put coffee out for them, and I'm going to put all the fixins, and That's what it's all about. That's what life's about. Let's just love each other.
Yeah, and it's about being able to move forward, and those kind of things show up all the time, you know, if you're open to them.
Yes. Yeah. And looking for them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, maybe, I don't know. You just being led by your heart is so important.
Yeah, and it's difficult to know. It takes conscious effort to sit and analyze yourself and examine, like, is this coming from my heart or my head? You know, because if you've been in your head your whole life, you don't really know any different, you know.
You don't. You
It's
don't.
it, sometimes it can be very subtle, and I'm still learning it. Every day
Me
I
too.
notice it, you know, like, and it's slipping into today. I woke up and it took me, like, I do my deep breathing, but it's like, why can't I just stay in the moment? Like, why are these silly thoughts? And it's like, no, I have control of these thoughts. I have control of, like, I get to choose. It's where my conscious attention goes. And does this benefit me in any way, shape, or form thinking about this? Because it's not right now. It's not, it's, you know, oh, this didn't happen. Okay, well, what that's going to cause this to happen. It's cause and effect. Like, this didn't come through, so that's going to be late or something, you know. And it's like, but it's not really now. Like, take action in the now. That's our only point of power, is always just right now, you know. And sometimes, like, anxiety and things like that can be debilitating, because it's like, I don't know what to do. And so how do I listen to my heart instead of my mind? Because my mind is running me around in circles here, you know?
Yes. And I've had that a little bit, whenever you're trying to you're getting into this and you're getting a little further into your ascension process and you're like things are starting to come online a little bit, but maybe friends have come online more quickly or more clearly. And you're like, I don't even know who I am, other than, I know that I am a being of light, that kind of thing. And then when you stop trying and you just start focusing on peace and focusing on just staying in the quiet and not trying to figure it out, that's when I found things started clicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, things started just coming together. And places for me that I find that I have had a hard time getting worked in here. Normally I'm really at peace whenever I can get out into nature. Like you do your nature walks and stuff. And if I
Yeah.
can get out there and do that, that's when the monkey mind stops for me.
Yeah.
It just, because it's just I feel at peace. So,
Well, that's what I do. Like, I always have my reminders, like, either, you know, a mind to heart drop, or saying, like, asking me, like, Rob, are you there? And I'm like, nope, I'm somewhere else. Or,
Somewhere.
yeah, calling yourself back, Rob, I need you fully here, man. Like, I need you here. This week, it's reminding myself that this moment is way too beautiful to waste on imaginary, fanciful dreamings or anxiety. So, like, doesn't matter what I'm doing, if it's just going for a shower or doing the dishes, this moment is beautiful. This is my movie. This is my 3D experiential interaction with this virtual suit I call a body, like, my spirit, you know, inserted into it. So what could be more beautiful than the present moment? There's nothing, because it's not,
Nothing.
everything outside of the present moment is a false reality,
Yeah.
you
Past
know.
or past or future. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And
You
you
know,
don't even
now.
know, like, if it existed. Like, we were talking a little bit about earlier on the show. Like, who knows? Like, I'm sure all this stuff that they're saying is coming out is true, but when did it happen? In the past, or an
Yeah,
alternate
the
reality,
past.
or a timeline, or a parallel universe? Because it's not happening here. They're not doing it in my house today. So why do I give a shit? Because they want you to give a shit. It's so that the news ratings get back on. Like, the dark just wants you. More, they'll run this story for the next 30 years, you know, and they're going to just keep on recycling it. People don't understand that. That's why the ascension is happening right now, is because there are people that are going to realize, like, oh yeah, this is the same thing over and over and over again. Different faces, different masks, same game.
Literally different
Yeah.
masks.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are people that have no idea that they are to live in the now. They
Yeah.
know, they have no idea that there's an Eckhart Tolle that can really help them focus and realize that, the now is now. And so they are totally wrapped up in all of that, and we have to meet them where they're at to be able to get them where they need to go.
Yeah, I think that's the tough one is that, and like Q said once that the agenda is to not let you know that you're creating your reality. And I use the example as how like I know how media works. I know how what's an interesting, we're talking about movies and disclosure. It's like, is it disclosure or revelation of the method? But there's a James Bond movie where I think they talk about that. It's like Tomorrow Never Dies or something like that. And it's about them causing chaos in one part of the world, and like they're the ones causing it. So they have the first story, they have the breaking news because, well, they created it, and that's what's been going on.
Hello.
So it's interesting when you start looking at it like that, and the fact that they're, but to not let people, or not to not let them, but that fact that people have been so misled that we're creating a reality. And I always use the example, like if you look at a compass 360 degrees, if I take, if there's a burning car in one of those degrees and I take a photo of it and say the world's on fire, everybody's going to think the world's on fire. But that might just be a car in a field. And if I turn 1 degree to the right, you can't see in that image anymore. And there's 359 other degrees where if I took photos of the world, it would be beauty. It could be in a forest in a beautiful field. But that one image of a burning car, and then you show it to millions of people with a tagline like, terrorists, burning cars, Earth under attack. Well, that's what people are going to believe. That's what they're going to create for themselves. That you've created that timeline for them. And now the collective consciousness, this mass energetic pool of people that are believing that aliens are setting cars on fire because there was a picture of it with a catchy headline in a newspaper, And so we've created that reality because we've allowed it into our, we let our attention be drawn to it, and now it exists for us, and we're on that timeline with everybody else that's corded to it. So.
Yes, and that's something that our friend Q said, that it's a self-creating animation system is what we're operating in. And we're getting deep. We're going to lose some people here, but it's good. But it's good
The ones that are
because
right for you will stay.
exactly, right? But it's true. It's and when you pay attention to what's going on around you, and if you don't like what you're getting, change your program. It may take a little while for a couple of people to fall out of the program. Because as Rob and I've been talking about, when we wake up in the morning, we've got those thoughts. It's like, where did that come from? It's like, that is not me. And so, Aunt Bess may come back around in your self-creating animation system, but if they are not, if Aunt Bess is not somebody that you want in your realm, then take care of it, then you can rewrite your system. And I've done that. When I left where I was living and I moved to this area, there was a lot that for months, people did not know that I had moved to a different state. And it was by my choice. And I don't answer texts from people that I don't want in my system.
That's a healthy thing to have. And it's funny that you mentioned that, and it's so true, because this morning when I was kind of talking about getting out of bed, and it's like that's the thing. Maybe they will do a show on dreams and timelines because those are real. They're parallel realities. But you wake up, and then and so whatever. I don't really remember the dream, but I do remember what I woke up with, and I was grateful that I didn't remember the dream because sometimes I have very vivid dreams, not always easy to deal with. But I woke up with whatever the monkey mind is swinging from one branch to another. And then I was like, no, I'm going to focus on my breathing and I have control in it. So later today, what it reminded me of, because a lot of people, in high school and stuff like that, and just people who meet me and they find out my name is Mr. Anderson, they're always Mr. Anderson, like Agent Smith from The Matrix, right? But it reminded me of The Matrix later today because that came up is that when Morpheus says, or he's like, are you telling me that I can dodge bullets? And he's like, well, I'm telling you, Neo, that when you're ready, you won't have to. And that's what control, that's what happened to me this morning is like there was bullets coming at me and I was like, no, I didn't have to dodge them. I didn't have to get out of bed and do something else. I was like, no, Like literally, it's like I'm taking control here. I'm not even allowing that into my system. And I
That's
focused on my deep
good.
breathing. They tried to come back. I was like,
Good.
not
That's
happening.
good.
So that's, you
Good.
get to that
Yeah.
level, but it's difficult, and I'm not there yet with everything, but it's really, at some point you get as you grow your light and you get more and more spirit back into you, at some point you get up there and it's all a choice. Because a lot of times, growing up, we have abandonment issues. We have, for myself, I had a lot of, coming from a separated family, like family is the most important thing. Well, then why are we separating? Like that seems like, then you get this lack mentality. Then, family's number one. Well, my family's small, and then so it becomes your extension of your friends, and you stay in unhealthy relationships because you fear of abandonment, your fear of your support system being taken away from you. That takes a lot of work to transcend. It's not a snap your fingers and do it initially. It might take you 5, 10 years to really figure it out.
I went through the same thing. Abandonment is real, and a lot of people don't even realize that that is something that is sabotaging really great relationships that they could have, because as much as you desperately want that relationship to work, you're the one in your self-creating animation system that is sabotaging that. And it's a lot of deprogramming that has to take place, and looking at yourself and going, "Huh." And when I was married, I had to share with my ex-husband that I had discovered this and that I was working through it. And one of his favorite things to do, we lived up in Alaska at the time, pretty rugged up there. And he would love to go hiking. Like park the truck, go out into the wilderness. We're talking, going to the pathless woods, let's call it that. And he'd be gone all day, and literally fear would literally, you could feel it clamping down inside of me, because, there are bear up there, there are moose up there. There are a lot of people that go hiking that don't come back. Not a lot, but there are people that go hiking and don't come back. And so I'd shared with him, the fear of abandonment thing, and he was really good. He was really supportive, and he loved USGS maps. And we had taken one whole room to where he would trim the white off, and then he would match the maps at the same scale, and had like the whole range,
Oh, cool.
mountain range, put together. And so what he would do to help ease and relieve that fear of abandonment, he would put a push pin, "I'm parking here, and this is where I'm going." And he would show me where he was going, and he put a push pin, this is as far as I would go.
Oh,
And
that's so sweet.
it was amazing. And then he says, "If I'm not back at the house by such and such time, call the Rangers. This is where I'm parked. This was my path."
That's cool.
And
That's awesome.
it was amazing because it was immediate. I was like, "Okay, great." So my whole day was great. I got things done. I went and did my thing while he went and did his thing, and there was no more fear because I had peace, and I was given things to help diffuse the things that were trying to work against me, the fear that was trying to grip me. Because at the age of 15, I'd moved 15 times, and then every significant man in my childlike eyes had abandoned me. My biological dad, because my mom and dad got divorced, and then my mom had remarried to a stepdad that I bonded to. My brother and sister did not, but I bonded to him, and then they got divorced. And so all of the, and then my senior year in high school, my best friend that I thought I would probably marry, he accidentally shot himself and died.
Oh,
And
geez.
so, so it was a pretty deep wound that they were creating. And so it took a professional to tell me every significant man in your life has abandoned you in your childlike eyes. And this is after I'd been married and divorced. And so, just add that to it. And I'm like, that wasn't this husband. It was before. I'd been married before. Whenever I was young, I got married, which was stupid. You're like, "Oh, okay, now I'll get married." So anyway, all of that to say That was a big healing moment for me. And so for anybody that is afraid to tackle that abandonment thing and doesn't understand why, when somebody just needs some space, like if you're having a heated discussion and you just need some space, or your spouse just needs some space and the other one, one or the other is like clingy, like, oh my God, that's an abandonment situation. And you gotta learn to, you gotta have a safe word and say, I'm not leaving you. I still love you. I just need some space. It's heated and we need to calm down. And yeah, there you
No, that's
go.
an awesome story. And it's really
Thank you.
important to know, like, it kind of reminds me of like have it like when you close a flight plan, like you have to have somebody. It's like, I'm gonna message you, like, our flight is this long. This is what it's scheduled. If you don't hear from me an hour after, then call this number. Like, so, it's like checking in, right?
A lot of people don't realize that when you are even like little puddle jumpers, when you're flying out of a little FBO, a fixed base operator, if you're flying out of a little airport somewhere, you still file a flight plan. You still say, I'm taking off from here and I'm headed over here and I should be back by this time. And then, like you said, you can always let somebody in the family know as well.
And that's what that's something you don't realize, and you're not obligated to, but most people do, because it's like, well, the flying's, it's just it's you want to be as safe as possible, but it's just also a way to add some comfort. And if God, hopefully you don't forget and then have search and rescue go out for you, because that's they'll charge you for that.
They'll charge you for that one, but better to be safe than sorry, I guess. But yeah, very interesting. I don't know how much time we have left.
I
I'm sure we've,
know. Time
I
check with
know.
T here.
Yeah, T.
T, are you there?
Come in, T. Come in, T. So, yeah, this has been a really good show. We've talked about a lot of kind of some deep stuff.
Yeah, so how do we summarize it up that keep doing the work and one day you won't have to dodge bullets?
I know, Neo. That was a, I should watch that show again. Every time I watch it, I'm like, whoa, I missed that last time.
Yeah, you know what? I just rewatched. I don't know if I've rewatched it since I kind of found Ron, stuff like that. Like that was one of my favorite movies of all time. Like when that came out, A, just cinematically and like the cinematography and
Yes, it was
the effects,
good.
like the bullet cams. Like there was nothing before until that time, but also the philosophies behind it and like and the martial arts. I just love martial arts too
I
and
do
everything.
too.
And so to me, that was like probably my favorite movie of all time. We had the box set and watched it over and over again. But Matrix Resurrections was the newest one. It was meh, it was here and there. I'm not that crazy about it, but I rewatched it recently, and I was like, oh, it made like so much more of it made sense to me now that I know like all this stuff that we've learned, the past couple of years. I was like, oh, like I just saw it from different eyes,
The first time I watched it, I was like, this is so over my head. I'm lost. I'm like, I don't get it. And because I was so in the world, I was so not like what I don't and what red pill blue. I don't get it. I don't understand at all. And so then I had to go back and watch it again. And I'm like, oh. Really? And then what's the one Zosia and Lauren have mentioned it a couple of times on their show. Bruce Willis and he's the
Fifth
taxi
Element?
driver. Yeah, Fifth Element. Yeah. The first time I watched Fifth Element, I'm like, this is a weird show for Bruce Willis to do. I don't get this. It's not the normal, And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of getting it. I'm like, okay, well, this is awesome. But the more I go back and watch, the more I realize there has been disclosure going on and people trying to get the word out. I really want to go back. Let me put it this way. I really want to go back and watch the original Star Trek.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars. No, Star Trek. Star Trek. I want to go back and watch Star Trek and then the What was the next one with
Oh, okay. I got some. Yeah, I know. I have a remind me. This triggered something that I wanted to chat with you about on the show, anyways.
Okay. Well, I
So
just want to go
remind.
back and watch that. So go ahead.
Oh, so okay. Let me pull this all in together. This
Okay.
might be something that we revisit at another time because I don't know
Sure.
the whole synopsis of it. But there was
Sure.
a point where I was like, okay, so I was every morning I was like going through one of my phases. I don't do it anymore, but I like to switch things up. And I was asking my spirit, I would command my spirit, do a mind to heart drop, and then command my
Right.
spirit to, speak to me in ways I understand. And I would take a little playing card and insert it into a dictionary and see what the word that popped up. Because one day it opened up to focus and fly. And I was like, all right, that's a sign. I got to focus on my flight, and because I
Yeah.
got a little sidetracked because things weren't going the way I planned. So, but it was like focus and fly were the two words I saw. And I was like, okay. So I started just doing that as a thing. And then one day I got errand of mercy, and I was like, what is an errand of mercy? And so I went and looked up the definition of that, right? Because I was like, well,
Right.
it's why, like, it's in the dictionary, like, but it sounds like something, like,
Weird.
usually it's just a
Yeah.
word that's in the dictionary.
Word.
This is like
Right.
three
Not a
words,
phrase.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And but so aside from the dictionary description, there's also a Star Trek episode called Errand of Mercy, and it's actually really really interesting episode, and I think we should talk about it one day.
Let's do it. Yeah, send me
Yeah.
some info and let's do it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
broadcast on March 23rd, 1967, and it's a really really interesting episode, like the whole plot behind it, and it might even kind of
Yeah.
relate to what's going on right now.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah, let's do
Okay.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
let's pick it up on the next show. That'll be fun.
Yeah, okay, cool. And so, but so like little things like that, but you saying that is like, yeah, now you go back and watch those things,
Yeah.
they have a whole different meaning.
They do. I mean, things jump off the page now. I'm like, "Whoa, I never saw that."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
So the dictionary, yeah, because I think it'll really resonate with everybody, and it's just interesting. But there's an actual dictionary definition, and it's an act of providing or bringing help. So I'll leave it at that for now, but I'll send you some information on it, and we can
Yeah.
go over the plot because I think it's a very interesting plot as to what it has, like a dualistic but benevolent outcome kind of thing.
Cool. And for
Yeah.
those that didn't have a pen that now have a pen, what was it that the what was the three word phrase?
Errand, so ERRAND, of mercy.
That's cool.
Errand of
Okay.
mercy, yeah.
Okay. So act of providing or
Bringing help, I think, was it?
Bringing help.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Bringing help. Couldn't even remember my own handwriting.
Yeah, or
Yeah.
also, so another definition is a trip taken to help someone who is in trouble.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
That's cool.
yeah, I think it's really cool when you read, and you and I, we could talk about it offline, and then I think it would be a really good like little segment to a show because it has so much
Yeah.
relevance, and I was excited to. It's like one of those things where I'm like, oh, I got to talk to this about you, but like as we talk through the shows and we talk offline, I always forget, and I'm like, I got it. So I'm so glad I remembered today. See, that was
It
source
was
saying,
good. Yeah, it was good. I think people would laugh at how many times we've talked about we should do that. We should do a show on that, and then like we both have notes, and it's like we don't even hit it. It's like, but we just kind of come on, and it's like I when I come on, it's like what. What do people need to hear today? What do people, what do you want to, what do you want to communicate through us? And so that's the way I kind of operate. And I believe also, I can't speak for Rob, but I believe that's the way he operates as well.
And it's so cool because we didn't know that we were going to talk about this. We didn't, and that's what. About being creative in the moment, because it's like so much of,
Exactly.
and I always say that, but it's like it's not creative in the moment if it's scripted and everything. And I love that you have aviation experience because I talk about a lot of that on my show, and I've been
Yeah.
relating it. I've actually started thinking about starting a show, like a channel dedicated to aviation. But there's so much that you can learn about aviation, about living in the moment, and just like little life lessons. Like, and some people really resonated. I made a short one day about. Because I was walking down the street and just kind of one of those days where I needed a little sign, you know. And I saw this wrapper, I guess it's a food brand, and it's called Made Good. And it reminded me of aviation, track made good. You'll probably remember this. So track made good. And when you set out, you know, when you're plotting,
Your course.
your course or a leg of a journey, you have 10-degree drift lines. So it's expected that you're not going to be like exactly on track the whole way because of wind and, you know, all these other things. But your track made good. But just because you're a little bit off track, that doesn't mean you throw the whole journey out the window. And so you kind of, you know, you reanalyze, you adjust the sails, you know, the whatever, but you get back on track. But it's so easy how easily I used to get discouraged, and I find people in life, but especially myself. But if things weren't going exactly the way I thought they should be, I would get so discouraged. I would get upset. I'd be like, well, it's not working out. But aviation made me realize that you're not going to be on the exact track all the time. There's going to be, you know, you're so, but focus on your track made good. At least you're still within the parameters that you
The
set out. So
parameters,
just take a deep
exactly.
breath and say, okay, well, I'm off track a little bit. That only means I have to course correct 7 degrees. I'm not, you know, like you don't throw the, you know, the whole, you don't just crash the plane because you're a little bit off. It's like you don't throw away everything just because you're a little bit off your track. You focus on the track that you have made good and adjust.
And that's a really good example also in your self-creating animation system, because you are creating what is in your system, you in your realm. But sometimes things happen and you're like, how did that happen? How did that get into my realm? And it's kind of like wind knocking you off course, or you can talk about it in sailing, or you can talk about it in flying, or you can talk about it even in driving. You know, sometimes you're driving and next thing you know, there's a road closure and you're like, okay, I don't have GPS out here. And who carries an atlas in their car anymore? I do, but who carries an atlas in their car anymore? It's like, and so there, you always need to be ready to make course corrections. And I have a friend that they set out every day to, like, okay, source, you know, who am I talking to today? Who are you bringing across my path today? Where am I going today? And they just set out to just find it. Find the people that need help, or find the people that need to hear something through that person that day. And yeah, that's really good. We should, yeah, we'll pick this up. That'll be great.
And that's I think important to remember, is because it's easy to get discouraged when things, and that's what
So easy.
it and it's difficult because when we're that's an example of being stuck on a timeline, because we're in our mind, we're fixated on, well, it's supposed to go like this, because and you know we it's a very benevolent thing. It's like, because we expect, oh, you know, the world's going to show up and it's going to be easy, and it's always so much more difficult than we believe. But it's wonderful the way things happen. And that happened to me with aviation, because it's like, well, I didn't, and I don't know if I ever mentioned on the show, I think I might have told you, but it's like, well, the deal fell through at the airport, or they postponed it, so okay, it's not working out that way. But I kept digging, and I was like, well, what do I want to do? Like, I still want to fly. And then I found this group of people who have their experimental aircraft group, and they go flying. And so I've flown more than I have in the past 6 months than I did in the previous 2 years. And I didn't pay for any of it. I, you know, bought some lunches here and there, you know, whatever, helping out a little bit, doing some photos, things like that. But it's all been, it just showed up. And if I would have been like, well, no, I got to do it this way, I'd still be sitting around being grumpy because I'm not flying, instead of flying with, you know, I just kept looking. I just kept looking, you know.
And you know, we're supposed to be doing our highest and best excitement. That's what we're supposed to be doing. What makes you happy? What brings you peace?
Yeah, and
You
that
know?
was, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing I struggled with, because it was like, well, on Monday I'd planned to do something else, and it was like, well, no, this is what I'd rather be doing. And in my mind almost convinced me not to go flying. You know, it's like, well, no, I should be doing this because I had this on my calendar. And it wasn't anything important. It was like job hunting, like, you know, apply this, print this off. It was all stuff related, but there was no, I didn't have any meetings. I didn't have any like set things. I didn't have any appointments. So it's like, well, why am I going to not follow that? That's an example for people, if they're listening, is that my mind almost talked me out of following my highest joy, because I thought, well, no, this, like, And it's like it would have been self-sabotage if I had an interview or something like that. Then that would have been good. But I had
Right,
nothing on my
right.
calendar except for stuff that I had planned to do. But it's like, well, this is showing up. Like, and it almost, that's the mind versus the heart. I battled with it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, no, my highest joy is to go flying. I'll figure out how to get there. Like, I don't have a car, so I only have a
Right.
motorcycle. It doesn't work in the winter, and it's like,
Right.
whatever. I'll take a cab or an Uber or whatever it is, and
Right.
I'll walk there if I have to,
Right, right, right.
I'm going flying today because that's my highest joy, literally.
Yeah, exactly. Highest and highest joy. Yes. That's your highest joy going high. So
My
that's
highest
very
joy
cool.
that day was 4,500 feet. So,
Oh, that's awesome.
yeah.
So
We've got
how are
4 minutes left. Thank you,
we're
T.
thank you, T. How are we going to spend this 4 minutes? How do you want to wrap this up?
What about 4 minutes of silence? I'm just
I know,
kidding.
right? I know.
BBS can't have radio silence. That's
BBS is
like,
like, we'll just start your
no.
music, is what BBS will do.
Oh, maybe we could do. Oh, I love music. And I do like your intro music because as a house music
Thank
DJ and
you.
stuff like that, it's good to have upbeat music. I love dancing. Maybe we should do an episode on dancing.
Yeah, we'd have to do an episode on dancing. That'd be hard because it's like audio, not video.
I know. Maybe we talk. I talk about it and what it's brought to our lives, or how it releases spirit and how it expands your light and even like gets the chi flowing, right? So like,
It's
I think
true.
that's a very powerful thing that nobody until recently nobody t talked like nobody I heard ever dancing. They never explained that it has that effect.
It's really good. I
Yeah.
know I actually love watching people that do more of a freestyle dance because that is actually when they're in tune and when they're in tune to source and not other entities with or other
Yeah.
things with that. Yeah.
Yeah, or some just scripted routine like
There's some
choreographed. That's
scripted, yeah, it's
what I
different.
loved to do is just
Yeah.
freestyle dance. Like, that's how I started DJing, was going to raves and just I didn't even know I could dance till I was like 19 years old. Well, like I would
Oh.
dance, I took ballroom dancing, but that's not what I liked to do. Like I did it for a
Right.
couple months with a girl in high school.
Right.
And I would dance silly in my room like when nobody's watching, but I never did
Right.
it in public until I went to a few raves and then I started dancing like I've been doing it my whole
That's
life.
cool. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Ballroom is a forced elective in fifth grade here. Worst 6 months of the year. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. See, now I will say that that would be horrifying whenever you're going to school back in the day. But yeah, there's some ballroom dancing that I would do, more of the faster cha-cha tango. There's some of it's very beautiful and very athletic.
I did it because
But
the girl I had a crush on since grade 8 asked me to finally in grade 11, and I was like, yeah, you don't have to ask me twice.
that's right. You're like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'd be much obliged.
Much
Is that
obliged.
what they say? I don't even know. I don't even know if I use that in the right context.
He actually did. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
I've done some ballroom dancing and it's like, the box step is boring as heck, but the Lindy and stuff like that'd be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to know the steps and then put it together in just freestyle routines and stuff. So that's,
Yes.
we've
Yeah.
got 1 minute left. T minus 1 minute and counting.
Okay. So maybe we could do a show on dancing. We'll figure that out.
The sky is the limit. It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
Want to reach the masses and let them know that I love them and that Source loves them and that they have a reason and a purpose and that they are wonderful and that they are magical and that they can do anything with their self-creating animation system.
Yep. I love that. That's a perfect way to end it, I do believe.
Thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Thank you for your financial support. Whiplash Talk would not be here if it wasn't for you. We love you all so much. Have a
Thank
great
you,
day.
everybody. Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.